Okay, hi everybody. It's good to be back. I have a funny story to tell you, and I've actually posted some video for it too. So if you're in the car or something, you can look at the video later. But for right now, I just want to tell you kind of an interesting story. All right, so my son won tickets to the Sears Tower Sky Deck, or the Willis Tower Sky Deck. And so we went, we took two of his friends, so three boys and me. We went on the train, we went downtown. It was awesome. Love Chicago. Every time I go there, I miss it. I lived there for 7 years or 8 years and love it, love it, love it. It makes me feel so hopeful. Like there's just this big world out there and there's so many fun things to do and so much to see and so many people. And I don't know, I love the energy. Anyway, so we're there and the boys are just super brave. You know, they're doing like push-ups on the sky deck thing, you know, the platform, the clear platform where it looks like you're actually going to fall. And I'm just like terrified, you know, I'm putting like one toe out there at a time. I can barely even look. I mean, I'm not looking down for sure. I'm kind of looking out, but I'm really like nervous and just, oh my gosh, I'm just mortified. Like I'm going to fall, but I'm not going to fall, you know? And so anyway, I just felt like a real, you know, just a ninny. And anyway, so I said, you know, forget it. I'm going to do this. I said, I handed my son my phone. I said, take a picture of me out here so I can show dad. And I'm going to do a yoga pose and I'm going to put a picture on the blog. This is going to be great. Well, I go out there to the little platform thing and I'm terrified. I'm literally going like little step by little step and I'm trying to hurry because I'm like, I can't stand being out here. And there's like 40 people waiting to get on the platform. They're staring at me. And I'm trying to do tree pose and I just kept falling out and falling out and falling out. And so I'm laughing at myself, but I'm really trying to get it. So I'm kind of getting frustrated, but I'm really scared. So I can't look down and I have no balance. And so I said, oh, forget it. And I just like threw my hands up in a like, ta-da, like a great big Y for yes, you know, just a big yoga yes. And my son, I thought he was trying to take pictures, which, you know, he was, I don't know what he was doing, but he actually hit video. So there's video of this. And so I posted on the blog because I think it's just really funny, but it's also profound. And here's what it made me think of. It made me think that God is calling all of us to walk outside of our comfort zone. He's calling each and every one of us to take that step we think we cannot take. He's even telling us we do not need to look down. We just need to step. He's even telling us people may be watching. We just need to step. People may be laughing. And we just need to step. Our expectations of what will happen probably won't come true. So we need to let go of our attachment to outcome. I wanted to do a perfect tree pose, but I kept falling out of it. I wanted my son to take a picture, but he took a video. I wanted this perfect image of me smiling, balanced, centered, but yet looking like I was so brave. I wanted you to see the fake me, the perfect me, the me that can do tree easily, the me that has no fear, the me whose son takes a perfect picture. But instead, you got the real me. And I got to see the real me. And the beautiful ending to this little vignette is that I threw my hands up and smiled. I took the step. And it wasn't what I thought it was. I took the step, even though I wasn't brave. I took the step. I didn't fall. And in the end, I threw my hands up and smiled. God tells us that if he asks us to step, if he asks us to take a step, he will not let us fall. He asks us to step out of our comfort zone. Not to act like we're super brave and powerful and strong and that we can do all things. But to throw our hands up and smile. He's got this. He's got us. He's got me. And it turns out the video is really such a gift. And this may be a blog for another day, but that shows me that my son isn't perfect and he isn't going to be a photographer when he gets older. But if I just let him be him, together, he and I are going to create something beautiful. Something worth sharing. So I wanted to share that story with you, in hopes that you may be inspired to step out. Even if you look funny, and even if you fall out of your tree pose, and even if you laugh, step out. And then trust. And throw your hands up and smile.